Alrighty, hello everyone. Welcome back to Whatever the Weather.
We're back.
We're back, baby. It's been quite a long time since we've done a podcast. I'm meteorologist Sarah Spivey.
And I'm meteorologist Mia Montgomery.
Triple M threat, meteorologist Mia Montgomery.
M to the third power.
That's a good one.
You know? M cube.
It's been a while since we've had a podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the last time we did that was when we were talking about the triple dip La Nina.
Yes, back at the end. I think it was the winter months,
Oh my goodness, yes. Well, here's the thing. We are out of La Nina
now. We sure are.
But the weather's still been pretty miserable.
It sure has.
This summer has been absolutely brutal. And in fact, this summer is going to go down in the record books as the hottest summer in San Antonio's history.
We've just been setting so many records, I feel like, this summer.
We really have. And the thing is that, you know, we're recording this podcast just before August ends. But summer, meteorologically, is the months of June, July, and August. And we already know at the time of this recording that it is going to be the hottest ever. So it's pretty brutal. A question that we get all the time is, Sarah, Mia, with climate change, is this going to be the new normal?
Yeah.
Our new normal? Are we going to see more triple digit days? And the short answer is, yes. On average, yes, we will. We will, yes. There's a lot more nuance to it. So what we're going to do today is we're going to get down into the nitty-gritty of the hot weather we've experienced this summer, why, and what we can expect in the future.
Exactly. We're going to get you some stats, kind of a little summer recap of everything that we've seen here in San Antonio, go into the explanation. So let's get to it.
Let's do it. Okay, so let's start off by talking about the average temperature. Mm-hmm. Okay, now the average temperature is basically the temperature on average from midnight to midnight of any given day. So what we're talking about is the average of the morning low and the afternoon high over the entire month. And so when we just look at average temperatures, it's a great way to see, you know, to take away from the outliers of the hottest day, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you just look at the average temperature. So for the past 2 years, we in San Antonio have recorded the second and the third hottest months ever on record in San Antonio, July 2022 and July of 2023, just last month. But the thing is, the hottest month on record ever up to this point has been August of 2011. Many of us remember 2011.
Yep.
The drought was horrible, okay? But this month, August 2023, is on track to A, be the hottest August on record, and B, be the hottest month ever on record in San Antonio. And we're going to use this word on record a lot. Okay. On record means since records have been reliably taken in San Antonio, and that dates back all the way to the 1880s.
Yeah, the mid-1880s.
So we're talking about 140-ish years here. That is an impressive record. And the thing that is the most alarming is that we're consistently breaking records quicker than we ever have.
Exactly.
In the past, over that 140 year record that it's been taken.
Mm-hmm.
And to show that, the top 10 hottest months ever on record have been since 2006 and onward.
And that's significant because I guess in the general scheme of things, that's recent.
Absolutely. I mean, quick math, less than 20 years,
you know? Since the start of the 21st century.
Exactly, and that we have consistently been hotter.
Yep. So we talked about, you know, average temperatures warming. We're going to talk about what kind of goes into that average temperature reading. Yes, the afternoon highs, and then we're going to talk about warmer afternoon or morning lows as well. So first, we can kind of go into the triple-digit day factor of all of this.
Yeah, we've got a counter that we show on KSAT of today's the 60th triple digit day. Today's the 62nd triple digit day.
Exactly. So. And so we've already broken the record for the highest number of triple digit days that we've ever seen in a given calendar year this year. Previously, I mean, you can think even to last year, we were showing that a lot too because we came in second place at the time with 58 triple digit days. That was behind 2009 by just one. 2009 had 59 triple digit days. So now 2023 snags the top spot. So that pushes 2009 down to second place and then last year down to third place. But that's just incredible.
Yeah, so far this year we've seen more than 60 100 degree days, and you know it's going to last into September too, which is pretty staggering.
Yeah, so we're just going to tack on to that even more so over the next couple of days, week, whatever. We'll continue to watch that, of course. And I think it's important to note at this point, you know, like a lot of folks are always saying, it's Texas. We see heat every year. You know,
I mean, we're from here.
Yeah, we're born and raised here. We know that it gets hot. That's just part of our climate, right? That's no surprise. But I think something that's a little different about these more recent years and what we can show in the stats that we've been talking about is it's the length at which we're seeing these heat waves. It's the duration. It's the intensity. It's the frequency. That kind of paints a broader picture whenever it does come to an overall sense of a warming climate, right? And so when we talk about the intensity, we can also talk about the number of 105 degree plus days.
Oh yeah, this one's staggering to me.
Yes, it really, and especially when you compare it to years past, right? So 2023 also holds the top spot for the number of afternoons where our high temperature has reached 105 or higher, 17 days as of this point. Second place was last year, but only at 4 days.
That means that we have seen four times as many 105 degree plus days just this year.
That is just mind-blowing to me.
It is. And I thought, like, let's just pause for a second, Mia, if that's okay, because I want to explain why this year is particularly bad. So as you know, climate change is a hot button issue. We know that.
We definitely do.
We know it's a political issue too. But the answer is in the middle. Climate change is happening. Our climate is warming. Mm-hmm. We are on average going to be warmer here in San Antonio, Texas. The other side of the thing is we are just coming off of that triple dip La Nina, like we were talking about on our last podcast. So that favors a drier pattern. And when you have drier weather, you can have hotter weather. Mm-hmm. So it's a combination of the natural factor of La Nina being 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
The fact that we're in drought right now, so our soils are dry. And it's a combination of climate change. When you have, you know, a warmer atmosphere, it can hold more water. It can be hotter.
Yep.
And that is the combination. That's where we find ourselves.
Absolutely. Right. So Sarah's right. It's just kind of a mixture of all of those things. So yeah, we've talked about the intensity, 105 degree plus, but also kind of the duration, especially when it comes to the consecutive number of triple digit days.
We have had a long stretch where the high has reached 100 degrees or greater. In fact, we hold the top spot for the number of consecutive days where the high temperature has been at least 100 degrees, which topped off at 23 days just recently. The streak ended on Tuesday, August 22nd. You know what it took to end the streak?
It took a tropical storm.
It took a tropical storm, baby. Tropical Storm Harold brought that rain to South Texas. Yep. We got a little rain here in San Antonio.
Thankfully.
Now that is the other factor is in the summer months, we get tropical storms or hurricanes. Mm-hmm. And so from year to year, how hot it is going to depend on how active that part of the Gulf is.
Exactly.
Right? Like next year, we could be cooler if we happen to get tropical storms.
Exactly.
But on average, it is going to get hotter in spite of those
tropical
systems. Yeah. Just the fact that we're not seeing one random 111 degree day here and there. We're seeing consecutive triple digit days.
Yep, we're seeing a longer duration of these triple digit days.
But it's not just the super sexy hot high temperatures of the afternoon that we need to talk about.
It's also the warming morning lows.
And this particular part, Mia, I think is so important.
I agree with you.
Because you can talk about how hot it's going to be in the afternoon, but what is that average? Also how cool or how warm it stays in the evening.
Exactly. And I think that this is a very, very important stat to share as well. Also on brand with, you know, 2023 still holding top spots, breaking records for things. This year holds the top spot for the most mornings with a temperature of 80 degrees or higher in the morning.
That means it didn't get below 80 degrees
exactly.
for a stretch of days.
So we're not losing heat at nighttime. And that's when we're supposed to be losing a lot of the heat that we gather during the day. It's supposed to escape back to space. And we're just not able to cool off as efficiently
overnight.
So there is a good, you know, when it comes to greenhouse gases and things like that, you know, we have factories and we're burning more fossil fuels, we're releasing carbon dioxide into the air. That's a greenhouse gas that traps a lot of the heat. It's just kind of sitting there in the atmosphere. And so when during the nighttime, when we're trying to release all of this heat back into space, that's just an added layer there in the air that's trapping some of that. So that's one explanation for nighttime's getting a little bit warmer, is just because it's trying to escape back into space, it can't do that as efficiently. Because
there's more water in the atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly.
More humidity.
More humidity, all of those things. And, you know, we've also been talking about the recency of these records and things like that. So 4 out of the 5 top spots for the most mornings with a low temperature at or above 80 degrees are held by years since 2010.
Within the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's another staggering fact right there, I'd say.
It's true. And I mean, this morning in San Antonio, it was like 72 degrees, as a side note, and it felt amazing.
It was, I walked outside.
The humidity was low.
And I was like, oh my goodness, is it fall already? You know, it's amazing what the difference in humidity does too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing.
Exactly. Do you want to talk a little bit about common misconceptions?
Think we should.
Okay, so, you know, when we talk about climate change, you know, we get a lot of questions, rightfully so. Everybody should ask questions when it comes to climate change and climate data. One of the common misconceptions is, so the official reading for the temperature is taken at the airport, right? And it's been there since 1940.
The 1940s, yeah.
Before that, it was a lot of municipal buildings around San Antonio.
I think it like briefly moved to Stinson, and then it went back to went to the airport.
And a common misconception is, oh my gosh, there's so much concrete around the airport, right? Like there's so much of that heat.
It just must be retained there. It's affecting our temperatures.
Of course it's going to be hotter, right?
Right.
In reality, thermometers and weather stations that are at the airport are very, very regulated. There's some very specific rules around these weather stations. So the airport thermometer needs to be in a grassy area at least, and this is important, at least 100 feet away from concrete and paved surfaces. It's at the airport because the airport owns a huge chunk of land.
Exactly. You don't have a lot of things obstructing readings and things like that.
And the thermometer itself has to be shaded from the sun. So whatever temperature reading you get at the airport is actually the temperature that what it feels like in the shade. It's very highly regulated. Okay. Also, another common misconception is San Antonio is growing, which is not a misconception. That is
true.
True.
That is true.
Okay. San Antonio is growing, so we're building more, and all of this extra infrastructure is causing our temperatures to be hotter, which is skewing the data. Well, it's a bit more complicated than that, right? So across the globe, according to NOAA, the average temperature has warmed by 2 degrees Fahrenheit since 1880. That includes the rural areas.
It does.
Too, not just the cities,
it does.
Right? If San Antonio was an outlier, like if it was hot because of all the population, we would not be seeing hotter numbers out in Castroville,
right?
Or in Floresville, or in Burney, or in, you know, the more rural areas
that don't have as big of infrastructure development, things like that.
It is absolutely 100% true that in the middle of the city, it feels hotter with all the asphalt and everything around you, right? But again, that thermometer at the airport is in a grassy area, away from the concrete, all that kind of stuff. And one could argue that even that urban heat island is people-made climate change of some sort.
That is definitely an argument.
Okay, and so the biggest thing is overall, it is the greenhouse gases, you know, the methane, the carbon dioxide, all of those things.
Yep.
And I'm just going to be honest, Mia. I'm just going to
throw it out there.
I can feel like, oh my gosh, why am I made to feel guilty about putting all this carbon in the air or whatever, blah, 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 when major companies and giant, governmental organizations, not just United States, China, India, blah, 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 all of these are putting so much carbon dioxide in the air, right? And there's like, feels like there's no accountability or whatever.
Right.
Okay. That's the political side of things. What we're just talking about is is
the science right?
behind it. Right. And it's important to note that these kinds of changes are not going to happen until people bigger than me, bigger than you, make that happen.
Exactly.
And it does start with some personal accountability, right? Oh. Like, I just turn up my thermometer, my thermostat, mainly to save money.
Well, that too. I know.
So.
It's just, it's all of those little things. Yeah. So I do agree with you when it comes to that. And as we kind of get ready to button this whole thing up, you know, it's not to say that we're never going to see a cold spell, right?
This is important.
This is, I agree. It's not going to say that we're not going to find a colder than average season once in a while. Yes, we will. It's just, in an overall sense, when we look at the trends, we look at the data, we look at the numbers, going forward, our overall temperatures and our climate is going to warm.
It is.
So
that will be the new normal.
Yes.
We will, on average, be warmer.
Yes.
Will we have cold spell in San Antonio? Absolutely.
Of course.
Will we have freezing temperatures?
Uh-huh. Of course.
Will it be pretty nice in the winter and in the spring? Yeah, honestly.
And I'm looking forward to when that happens.
But will it be bad in the summers? On average, it will be hotter.
Yeah.
And that's going to take a lot of getting used to, I think.
It certainly is. So, of course, we will always continue to be as transparent as possible. We will monitor everything going forward and just kind of see where we go from here.
So, yeah, I mean, if you guys have questions or anything, please email us. We would love to have this be an open dialogue with our listeners, with our viewers. This is why we created this podcast, so we can be a little bit more real and talk about things for a longer period of time.
Yeah, not just the 3 to 4 minutes that we get on TV. And that kind of goes with the whole whatever the weather kind of thing that we have going on here at KSAT. We love it when you ask questions. It is our goal for it to be a daily blog post, a weekly newsletter, you know, a podcast whenever we can to kind of go in depth about all of these different topics that we have, because I think South Central Texas is just so unique. You know, we just have so many different weather things, and all of the opportunities to talk about that is just so wonderful. So
absolutely.
It's great.
So even if it's 105 for the 18th time in a row, remember to
weather the weather, whatever the weather.